Hello, all, and welcome to Popstar episode 11. This week we did Pop Princesses. So, up first is Songbird.
This is the story about a girl named Lucky.
Early morning, she wakes up. Knock, knock, knock on the door. It's time for makeup, perfect smile. It's you they're all waiting for. They go, isn't she lovely, this Hollywood girl? And they say she's so lucky, she's a star, but she cries in her happens when it stops. They go, isn't she lovely, this Hollywood girl? And they say she's so lucky, she's a star, but she cries in her lonely heart, thinking if there's nothing missing in my
Songbird.
Kicking off the night
with a lucky.
Yeah.
Jeffers, why don't you go first?
Okay. This is not my genre of pop music I know, so.
Guess.
Tonight, but anyway, Songbird. I thought this was a hard theme for your vocal style. Like, this pop, 90s pop, just doesn't sound like it fits good with your more classical style, but
I agree with you.
It's a hard theme, but anyway, onto your song. I thought you had good vibrato control in this, and you sounded pretty at times, but sometimes your tone kind of sounded a little wonky. I'm not sure why, like in the cry in her lonely hard life or something, like her voice kind of like it sounded like it closed up or something, and I'm not sure, but sometimes it didn't sound as smooth as it could have been. And I think you could have had a bit more performance in there, but it was decent. And the key change got a little pitchy after that. But I thought it sounded better in your range, because sometimes it sounded a little low before. So.
Yeah, I agree with Jeffers on this. Like, I think that some of your... This, like, didn't really work with, like, your style voice. Which, like, I feel bad because that's not really your fault. I think you could have had more energy, like, especially at the beginning, like, when you were, like, sorry, with your, like, you're like, this is a story about a girl named Lucky. I don't know, that just didn't seem like a good way to start off the song. Like, I felt like you should have put more of a, like, bang into that. And I think that was really all my main notes. What did you think, Val?
I actually like the talking line. The first verse, I noted that it had good attitude, but then, like, throughout, it started, like, losing it. And I like that there was too much vibrato, like, because this is, like, maybe because, like, Britney Spears doesn't really use vibrato. She sounds more, like, poppy. So, like, I thought it was, like, a little too much vibrato. And, like, on the chorus, on the why do these, that part, you were, like, trying to push that out. I think it sounded to me like instead of transitioning up to, like, your head voice, you were, like, just trying to push it out when it's supposed to be higher or something. And yeah, I also noted that the key change, like, you went under pitch on the key change. And, like, yeah, and, like, the attitude just, like, kept on, like, getting lower throughout the song. And I was sad you didn't do, like, some of the fancier stuff that's in the song at the end. I wish you would have done, like, I don't think that it was, like, the theme that was the problem. Like, Britney Spears has, like, songs that could have worked for you, like, if you had done Sometimes or something. Yeah. I don't know. But, yeah, this is all right.
Or, like, Mandy Moore or something.
Yeah, or Mandy Moore would have been good, too.
I'm just looking. I just put up the list because I really don't know what this theme is this week. So.
I actually think she would have done really well with Vanessa Carlton.
Yeah. Yes, there are other people you could have picked.
But, yeah, we can move on to Melly. Melly's next.
Woo. Mm-hmm.
Woo.
Tugging at my hair, I'm pulling on my clothes, I'm trying to keep my cool at no shows. I'm staring at my feet, and my cheeks are turning red. I'm searching for the words inside my head. I'm feeling nervous, trying to be so perfect, cause I know you're worth it, you're worth it, yeah. Facts do not wanna say, I don't wanna blow you away. Be with you every night. Am I squeezing you too tight? That's it, what I wanna see. I wanna see you go down. I want you to marry me today. Yes, I'm wishing my life away. These things I never say. Do me any good, it's just a waste of time. What use is it to you, what's on my mind? If it ain't coming out, we're not going anywhere. So why can't I just tell you that I care? Cause I'm feeling nervous, I'm trying to be so perfect. But I know you're worth it, you're worth it, yeah. That's what I wanna say. I don't wanna blow you away. Be with you every night. Am I squeezing you too tight? If I could stay when I wanna see, I wanna see you go down. I want you to marry me today. Yes, I'm wishing my life away. These things I'll never say. What's wrong with my tongue? These words keep slipping away. So perfect, but I know you're worth it, you're worth it, yeah. Hey! fast and wishing my life away. These things I'll never say. Back, say what I wanna say. Said I wanna blow you away. Be with you every night. Am I squeezing you too tight? Back, say what I wanna see. I wanna see you go down. I want me, marry me today. Guess I'm wishing my life away. These things I'll never say.
Melly.
Melly.
Okay.
My partner for Love Me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. Thurp.
Turtle is my partner. She's later on in the night.
Psh, we're gonna take you down.
Psh, what?
Oh, snap. And I will judge.
okay. So this is, like, one of my favorite Avril Lavigne songs. On some of your lower notes, it sounded like you were forcing that to come out, and you went a little flat on some of them. On the choruses, you sound a little off pitch, too. I don't know what it is, because, like, it's weird, because sometimes you, like... Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess... It was, like, it's, like, weird, because, like, sometimes you go off key, and I feel like you shouldn't, because you, like, have a really, really great voice and stuff like that, and I've heard you do songs where you don't go off key. So it's really strange to me when you, like, do go off. But, like, I think overall this was, like, really good energy. So that was, like, something I was really, like, happy with.
Yeah.
Your energy was incredible and your emotion. And, like, I really liked your... Those were cute. And I liked your belting. I thought you had some good belting. It was just, like, weird that you went off pitch at some points. And it was, like, disappointing because I think it would have been really good had you not. What did you think, Val?
I also agree that I thought this was good. My only note was that it was, like, off-key the entire time, and I was confused. I actually, like, well, the da-da-das, like, I wrote down those were off, and, like, I thought the belting sounded really, like, shouty, actually.
I think there was one towards the end that sounded
Yeah,
really
the one
shouty.
At the end was really shouty.
But there was one
shouty.
Kind of in the middle that was nice. That I like.
Yeah. And I think, the one at the end was, like, the only one that I heard.
And I think her da-da-da started out strong. Like, her first one was good, and then, like, it kind of dwindled as the song dwindled, so.
Dun-dun-da. But, yeah, that's all I really wrote down. Like, your voice sounded good on this, but you need to fix the random veering off-key problem, because that's, like, the only problem you've been having in this competition, because, like, I really like your submissions, and then you go off-key, and it's really confusing.
Yeah, it's weird. It's because you're, like, really good, and so then all of a sudden...
Yeah.
It's like,
oh, I'm
like, yeah. What did you think, Jeffers?
Yeah.
Yeah, the off-key thing. I wonder if it's because of the background harmonies. I had that question mark on my notes. Like, I don't know, because when I sing with background harmonies, it completely throws me off, so that's why I usually do my own, but I don't know. But, anyway, I have done, yeah, the verses were a bit sharp at the beginning. And then the choruses were flat, I think, or off-key, but they sounded progressively better each chorus that came along. Yeah. Like, by the third time, the last chorus, it was getting there, but if all three of them were like that, it wouldn't be better. And then I have that note about the belt, but that one belt. But that's about it.
All right. So we can move on to Omi.
Omi. The guy on Pop Princess Night.
The last man standing.
Look at me. You may think you see who I really am, but you'll never know me every day. It's as if I play a part. Now I see, if I wear a mask, I can fool the world, but I cannot fool my heart. Who is that girl I see staring straight back at me? When will my reflection show who I am inside? I am now in a world where I have to hide my heart and what I believe in, but somehow I will show the world what's inside my heart and be loved for who I am. Who is that girl I see staring straight back at me? Why is my reflection
Valk, what did you think? You can go first. You're first.
Oh, snap. My first note was, I hate this version of the song, so that was that's unfortunate for you. You had some mic puffs in there, and, like, it sounded like your old quality. I don't know if you had, like, microphone problems or something. I didn't like the emotion in this that much. Like, I thought, like Christina has, like, so much soul in this, and, like, it had emotion in it, but you really needed to, like, drive home, like, the like, soulfulness of this song, and in this version, like, it really needs a lot of, like, soul and, like, hardcore, like a build and stuff. Like, I also wrote down, like, there wasn't, like, a build, like, when the music swelled, like, and it goes all, like, into intense belting, like, you didn't. And I was like, no, why isn't there, like, intense, there wasn't a swell or any, like, more, like, yeah, belting or anything, like, yeah, there wasn't, it was all at one level. So, yeah, it's like,
What did you think, Jeffers? My mic just fell.
I picked up a little build. Like, I felt a little bit between the first verse and first chorus and second verse and second chorus and the bridge, but, like, it just needed more. Like,
yeah,
I thought your emotion performance was all right, but it could have been a lot better for this song, which is really weird. I think it's just the song. Like, every time I've heard someone do this, even for 8COE, like, no one really quite nails the emotion of it, and I'm not sure why.
Yeah.
Let's see. I also thought your chorus could have used a bit more power. like Valk said, and the music was a little soft at the beginning, in the first verse and first chorus.
Yeah. Did you guys notice puffs?
Yeah, there were puffs, yeah.
Just out of curiosity, because that was one of my notes.
Yeah.
I noticed some puffs.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah, I wrote down puffs, too.
There was a run at the beginning that was weird. I think Jeffers just said that. I'm sorry.
I didn't, but I know what you're talking.
I thought you said something about the runs, but I think you meant the build. No. I'm sorry. Yeah. I thought you meant the
build. But I know what you mean, though, because I heard that,
yeah,
too.
It was the first, like, ooh. It was like, ooh. It was, like, weird all over the place.
It was a ghost.
Towards the end, you, like, sounded like you were really out of breath. Like, I was listening to you sing it, and it sounded like you were, like, really being, like, like, there was a couple moments when I was just like, oh, my God, please breathe. Like a normal person, and it made me really worried. And that's pretty much it. I think that was all I had. I think you're getting better at emotion, though. Like on,
yeah.
I mean, like I know that, like I know that we've been like, oh, you need to, like, you know, whatever. But I think that you, like, I think that you did a really good job.
Yeah, you're definitely getting better at it.
Like,
just keep getting
at working,
better. Like,
at
yeah.
getting better. Like, I think you're doing a really good job at that. So, like, keep going with emotional energy. Because your songs are like, getting so much better because you have, like, feeling and stuff like that. I'm, like, really happy about that.
Yeah, because vocally, he's usually pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, it's the performance that needs more. So, like, if you can get both, it's like, cha-ching!
Bam.
So, yeah.
Woo! All right. So let's move on to Spat
Someone.
Cakes.
Yay.
Yay.